T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Live from Federal Street, Bucks and Cubs for the second of a little mini-series tonight. And the Fan Hotline brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in town. Normally, Neil Huntington, if he were joining us, would be on the Fan Hotline. But he's in the Fan in-person headset right now joining us. How are you?
Doing well, Chris. Joe, thanks so much for having me on the show.
Pleasure to talk to you. It's not been a busy 36 hours or so for you, huh?
A little bit longer than 36
yeah,
hours.
Yeah, 48 we're bordering on.
It's coming to a culmination yesterday. Just so much great work done by our scouts, by the guys in the front office, our analysts, our development staff. Put us in a position to add to this year's club and beyond, put this club in a position to win, and a better position to win, and feel very good about where we are and where we're heading.
I wanted to ask you to start off really just from a personal satisfaction standpoint. A couple of years ago, David Price was the big name that was out there, and everybody knew that you guys were in on it, and I think one of the reports was the package was a better package than the one that was eventually accepted. So what was it like with Chris Archer being the name, really, that was out there, the biggest name, to land him? Just the feeling of you're going through you when you realize this deal is done, I got this.
Yeah, as we walked through the deadline, really every deadline we've gone through in the last seven where we've been in a position to potentially add, we haven't always added. We've looked at the big names. We looked at the big impact. We've looked at what the acquisition costs are, what the potential rewards are, what the downside might be. But to be able to bring a player like Chris Archer, to be able to bring a pitcher like Keone Kella into this mix as well, two very good major league players, two guys that can be here for multiple years. We recognize we gave up a lot, but we've added a lot to this clubhouse. Chris Archer, intelligent, ultra competitive, driven, and we understand that the surface ERA doesn't look all that encouraging, but if you look at the advanced analytics over his last two plus seasons that people are critical of, it's an over four ERA. He's 11th in Major League Baseball in innings pitched. He's fifth in strikeouts. And if you look at the advanced analytic proxies for ERAs, either the 10th or 11th best pitcher in baseball over the last two plus years, and those are his down years. So that's where we believe that this young man is still a top of the rotation starter and a great add to our group.
We talked for a minute after the game last night, Neil, about Bob Nutting's role in all this. And I saw Frank Coonley had a quote where he used the word urgency and attached it to Bob Nutting. And I was curious just to follow up on that a little bit. Was he different this deadline than other deadlines in terms of sort of urging something big to happen?
You know, Bob and Frank are involved in all of our significant decisions. As I just think about any general manager in any sport, they go through an owner and a team president. And Bob's always been engaged, and he was as engaged this year. As we went through the process, he was, I would say, encouraging. If there was a good baseball deal out there that we felt made this club and future clubs better, I would say he encouraged us to go ahead and make that type of move, yes.
Couple quick practical questions for you. Archer apparently is here. What about, am I wrong to think that Kella should be here for a big game tonight? Apparently he won't be here till Friday.
When I spoke with him on the phone the night of the trade, he was fired up and ready to go and ready to jump in and ready to help this team compete and win games. And then about 3:30 in the morning, I got a phone call from his agent walking through all that players have to do when they leave a city. He was on the road, he was in Arizona, we had to fly him back to Dallas. They were on a 3-day road trip. He didn't have a lot of stuff with him, and had to close down his accommodations in Dallas, and that takes time. Doesn't have a wife, and sometimes players' wives are able to handle all those things, and they can just go play in this situation. He's a single guy, nobody at his place in Dallas, and the agent pushed us to respect that the 72-hour rule that the union puts in place. His agent pushed us to respect that. I know Keone wants it to get here. At the same time, he wants to get here, be able to stay here, and be able to be locked in and help us win games for the rest of this year. And again, two-plus years into the future.
Neil Huntington, of course, joining us right now on Starkey and Mueller. Speaking of Kella, and one of the stats that seems to be making its way into broadcast more and more is that third time through the order for a starting pitcher. You've had great bullpens here in the past, lights out 7th, 8th, 9th. Is it even more now a thing or a priority to have a great bullpen, knowing what the stats suggest even about elite pitchers on their third time through?
As we've talked several times, it's up to us, as myself as a general manager, to give our manager starting pitchers that can go deep, and if they're going deep, and he's got the confidence that they're able to get into that seventh inning, to get into that eighth inning, and maybe even the ninth inning, that's fantastic. But if not, if that starting pitcher needs to come out in the third inning, that we've given him a good enough bullpen to go to the third. In adding Keone Kella, we've added another back-end reliever that if all those guys are rested, we're coming off an off day or going into an off day, Clint can shorten that game to a five-inning game from a starting pitcher standpoint. And then you add in Richard Rodriguez and what he's doing. Clint has a lot of variables and a lot of good pitchers that he can go to help shorten a game if need be.
Neil Huntington joining us here on Federal Street. Neil, I'm sure you're not surprised to learn that people are now obsessed with who the third player is, right? Everybody wants
sure,
to know.
Sure.
Can you give us a clue? Can you give us anything that we can follow and track?
Jumbled words, perhaps?
it is going to be a good prospect. That is true. We gave up a lot to get Chris Archer, and we feel very good about that. It is going to be a good prospect, Texas also has a player to be named, and in this deal with Tampa Bay, they're going through their process. Texas is going through their process, and we need to respect those players that could be involved.
Yes.
I understand there's a ton of speculation about who it is, and that's the trouble with a player to be named later, is all but the players that have been traded now are being told they might be the player to be named later. It is a good player. It's a hard scenario. We don't like players to be named later because all of our players in our system now think they might be the guy, and that's tough.
But not somebody who's with your major league team right now.
No, you cannot make a major league player player to be named later. So it's nobody coming off our major league team. It is a prospect and a solid one. Yes.
Okay.
Neil, what kind of an impact has Corey Dickerson had on this team, because the numbers recently have gone back to lights out mode with him, especially from a power standpoint?
Corey's been everything we could have asked for and more. We knew that the man showed up to beat the other team every single day and was going to do anything in his power to help his team win a ball game. He is the consummate professional. Obviously swung the bat with power early and then went into a two-strike mode for quite a while, and the power disappeared, and now he's in a really nice blend where pre-two strikes he's looking to do damage, two strikes he's looking to make sure he puts the ball in play hard somewhere, and he's still hitting some home runs. Corey's been a fantastic addition for us this year, no question.
Is he somebody you could see being a long-term Pittsburgh Pirate?
Yeah, that's always a tough question because there's two sides. If it were up to us, absolutely. If it were up to him, I'm sure absolutely. And then the business part of it rears its head, and what becomes the years and dollars at which it makes sense for both sides. But Corey is a great person and a great player.
I'm really curious if you could reveal this or not. Who is the player in your organization that most teams, that you get the most interest in? Most other GMs call and say, is this guy, would he happen to be available?
Yeah, you know, the reality is if you look at the Baseball Americas or the Keith Laws or the John Sickles or the Fangraphs, the players that are in your top five, generally speaking, those are the players we get asked about the most in any deal. We could be asking for a situational left-handed reliever, and they may ask for our fifth best prospect in some one of those lists. You start talking about Chris Archer, Keone Kella, some of the other names we were talking about, all of those guys get asked about. Your top 10 get asked about to varying degrees. And then, again, occasionally, which shows great signs in our scouting and development are doing really good jobs, you'll get a guy that you took in a later round 2 years ago. Tristan Gray is the player that we were able to trade for Corey Dickerson this year because Tampa really liked Tristan Gray. Our player development staff didn't like me for trading Tristan Gray because they think that we had a great find in the 16th round. And we had a handful of those guys this year that were later round picks or not in top 10s, not in top 20s. We had some guys not in top 30s asked about in trades this year. And, again, that's indicative of good scouting and development.
Teams interested in David Fries? I can't imagine some contenders weren't.
Well, and again, we had a short window where I publicly talked about being willing to explore those types of conversations. July 8th, we hit our low point. We were 7 games under .500. We lost 5 consecutive games to teams we were chasing. We weren't playing good baseball. And the week prior, I'd been talking about adding. I'd been talking about adding a veteran reliever like a Keone Kella. And give all the guys the credit in the world. They went out and they got back to playing the type of baseball we played for the first 30, 40, 50 games when we were 9 games over .500 and not that tough stretch. And so we didn't have many conversations about it, David Fries. He wants to be here. He's been very vocal behind the scenes about that with us, and obviously he's played great here during the stretch as well.
Real quick, Jung Ho Gung. Do you have a quick update on him?
Working through the process with Jung Ho, and we'll have an update for him a little bit later for you guys a little bit later this week on it. But still working through, trying to see how that wrist is going to respond and if he's going to help us this year. And I was asked a question yesterday: were we relying on him? No, we weren't. He would have been and will be if comes back a nice benefit. But we like this group. We like these players, whether it's Kevin Newman, Kevin Kramer, Max Moroff still coming behind. We still believe that despite trading some very good players and three really good young players, and depending upon if Austin Meadows is classified as a prospect or not, we still have 12 to 13 of our best 15 prospects in the system. We have a great group of international players coming. We have another wave coming behind that. We have depth in AAA to help this team. We have guys in rookie ball and A ball that we're really excited about. So, yes, we gave up some really good players to get that have a chance to be really good in the future, to get some players that are really good right now, but we also still have a deep and talented farm system to keep this thing rolling.
Pirates GM Neil Huntington, we appreciate you taking some time, Neil. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Neil.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.